USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukraine is claiming it sank a key Russian warship in a missile attack. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said the Pentagon can't confirm it.
We certainly recognize that the ship suffered a blow, an explosion, which led to a significant fire on board, and that it caused them to evacuate some of their sailors, if not all their sailors.
Russian media is claiming that a mysterious fire on board caused the incident and that the ship sank while it was being towed back to port. Frank James, the man arrested for shooting 10 people on a Brooklyn subway train last Tuesday, will stay in federal custody after a short court appearance. James did not enter a plea and was ordered held on a permanent order of detention. Federal prosecutors wanted James to stay in jail pending trial, according to a letter to Judge Roanne Mann. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490. 1490 today
or at SwissAmerica.com.
There's a brand new law banning abortions in Florida.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Thursday signed into law a bill that bans all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The legislation allows abortions past 15 weeks in cases of medical emergency or if there's a fatal fetal abnormality. In such cases, abortions must be reported to the state along with information on why the procedure was provided.
The Republican National Committee voted unanimously to not participate in any future presidential debates hosted by the Commission on Presidential Debates. The RNC accused the commission of bias, saying in a statement that it would look elsewhere for debate platforms in future elections. They say the vote was the result of a year-long process, and all-party presidential candidates will be required to sign a document ensuring they will only appear at party-sanctioned primary and general election debates. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
A congressman in New York is speaking out against the CDC removing Title 42 from the border.
The CDC recently announced there is no need for the Title 42 pandemic authority invoked by former President Donald Trump, which keeps some illegal immigrants from claiming asylum over public health concerns. Republicans and some Democrats are calling on the Biden administration to leave Title 42 in place. New York Republican Congressman Claudia Tinney says that based on her experience visiting the border, Title 42 should be left in place to protect Americans' health.
They had diseases like lice, which was prevalent, measles, mumps. Elderly people in some cases had tuberculosis. HIV/AIDS was also present at the border. All kinds of diseases there. It's not just COVID-19.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A former marriage counselor for Johnny Depp and Amber Heard said the actors engaged in mutual abuse in a taped deposition that was played in a Fairfax, Virginia courtroom as part of a defamation trial. Dr. Laurel Anderson was the couple's counselor in 2015. Johnny Depp is seeking $50 million from Heard in the defamation trial, a response to her 2018 op-ed in the Washington Post, in which she said she was a victim of domestic violence. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.